Father, thank you because you hold our future in your hands. Nobody can sleep and wake up in the morning without your help. I slept, I awake because you sustained me. Father, breathe upon the service this morning. Thank you for what you already did in the lives of people. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord the praise as you take it. Oh, not good. I welcome everyone here this morning to this second Sunday of the year of 2026. I believe our lives can never remain the same in Jesus' name. It is our year of kings, reigning as kings. Like I said in the first service, Joseph became king at 30. David became king at 30. Jesus stepped into his manifestation at 30. We never knew when we received the theme for the year of reigning as kings until we actually realized that this year is also our 30th year. And so everyone that is under the cover and blanket of this ministry, welcome to a season of stepping into reign as a king. This morning we are looking at the B part of the subject, keys to reigning as kings. In Revelation chapter 1 and in verse 6, the Bible said, He has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Jesus died and rose to make us kings, to make us priests unto his Father. The point is, we have the heritage of royalty. We have the heritage of royalty in Christ. You look through the scripture. Abraham, the father of faith, was a man that interacted and transacted with kings. At one point, he had a private army that fought the army of five nations to rescue Lot, his brother, his nephew, Abraham, was a king that interacted with kings. Not just that, he was a father of kings and nations. Isaac was so big until the king of the Philistines, the king of Gerar, said to him, go from us. Genesis 26, I believe, verse 16, 17. He said, because you are bigger and mightier than us. Go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. Isaac, a person, was bigger than a nation. You go and you look at Jacob. When Jacob was brought before Pharaoh, he actually released the blessing on Pharaoh because he realized that he was bigger than Pharaoh. The Bible said, and Jacob, Israel, blessed Pharaoh. He blessed Pharaoh. truth is, children of God are kings. But not, we have the heritage of kings, of royalty. But not many people have royalty in reality. We saw a scripture in the first service. That was Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 5. All the way to verse 7. He said there is an evil which I have seen under the sun as an error which proceeded from the ruler. Folly is set in great dignity and the rich sit in low place. Now verse 7. I have seen servants upon horses and princes walking as servants upon the earth. I've seen occultists. I've seen people who dabble with spiritism. I've seen people who bow for Satan, reigning like they are in charge. And I've seen the children of the kingdom walking on the earth as slaves. It's an error. It's a mistake. In the days of the Bible, those who bowed for God were bigger than those who bowed for the devil. Why must it that in our days, people who are bowing for the devil will take the place above those who are bowing for God? It is changing. The Bible said in Psalm 49 and in verse 12, he said, nevertheless, the man that God has designed for honor, who does not know, is like the beast that perish. In verse 20, he made it clearer. He said, man that is in honor and understandeth not, is like the beast that perish. God placed you up and you don't understand your up position. You are like a beast that perish. That shall never be your portion. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. What are the keys to taking our place as kings that God has designed for us to be? Number one is possessing the seed of royalty. We saw that last Sunday. Being born again. Possessing the seed of royalty. I'm going to say the things I said in the first service, except that I'm going to use scriptures and illustrations that are different from what I said in the first service. Possessing the seed of royalty. The child of the royal family in England is royal. The baby of an eagle is an eaglet born for royalty. The child of God is royal. Number two is possessing the anointing for enthronement. David was anointed and he took the throne of Israel. The anointing for enthronement. There are two things that the anointing can do for you. First, the anointing lifts people from the floor to the top. The anointing is a lifter. In 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 1, the anointing lifted Saul and made him the captain of God's people. Number two, the anointing imparts the authority to command and be obeyed. There is an impartation of authority to command and be obeyed, to lead and people follow. By the anointing, you can command and be obeyed. By the anointing, you can lead and people follow. There is something the anointing of God does for the life of a person. possessing the anointing is critical for our enthronement. Number three, possessing character for royalty. Character. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 12. It said, it is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness. For the throne is established by righteousness. Any throne that must be established by righteousness. Nothing sustains a throne like character. Nothing. Nothing. Anything can take you up, but it takes character to keep you up. How many of you remember those companies, big energy companies like Enron and others in America in those days? I believe it was around the year of 2006. They were making so much big money, declaring a lot of profit and declaring a lot of shares for dividends for shareholders, only for it to be discovered later that those so-called shares were a product of massive accounting fraud, manipulation of figures. The company was not really growing. They were not really making any profit. But they were declaring profit and declaring things for shareholders. Long story made short, all of those companies crashed to nothing. Some CEOs and of the billionaires, some committed suicide. Because if you are going to go up and stay up, it is sustainable by character. The throne is established by righteousness. Look at the eagle. The difference between the eagle and the vulture is habit. The vulture eats the dead. The eagle eats only the fresh. The eagle flies at 10,000 feet above sea level. The vulture is on the floor as a reproach. Anybody who dreamt and saw an eagle, that is an encounter. Anybody who dreamt and saw a vulture, that is an attack. You understand what I'm saying? Well, have you ever seen a person sharing testimony, I saw many vultures? So you need prayer. God forbid. Hallelujah. Look at it. All the food is sitting. Look at the glory on his face. Look at the neck. Look at the hair. Look at the eyes. If a vulture is born today, it's born wretched. Your habit determines your habitat. Your lifestyle determines your outcome. Character determines destiny. Very, very important. God wants to take a lot of people up. He wants to place you in charge of your field, in charge of your realm, in charge of your territory, your domain. But you are placed there by character, possessing character for royalty. What made Daniel? Daniel chapter 1 verse 8. The Bible said, and Daniel proposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat. He would not defile himself. Daniel chapter 6 verse 1 all the way to verse 4. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom, and over these three presidents of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king fought to set him over the whole realm. And the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But they could find none occasion nor fault. For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. God is saying, if you want to be a Daniel, you must come to the point where you pass the test of character. God is not going to give you a position that will take you to hell. He's not going to give you money that will make you lose your soul. He's going to give you a position and give you resources that will make you exist as a positive influence to your generation. Hallelujah. Possessing character for royalty. Number four is possessing mentality for royalty. Mentality for royalty. I like to say something. There is a mentality for authority, and there is a mentality of captivity. There is a mentality of authority, and there is a mentality of captivity. There is a mentality of royalty, and there is a mentality of inferiority. There is. In Numbers chapter 13 and in verse 33, the children of Israel said, we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which were come of the giants. 13:33. We were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so were we in their sight. We saw ourselves like insects, and that was how they saw us. Your world is not permitted to see you bigger than you see yourself. Your generation is not permitted to see you higher than how you see yourself. We were in our own sight as grasshoppers, so were we in their sight. If a covenant child of God is an idol, why are you calling yourself a grasshopper? How you think determines how you live. Your end is in your mind. Am I communicating? One day, Papa Yedepo told a story of how they went to Benin for a crusade, a program. I believe it was with the Archbishop. And when they came, there was no flight from the Benin airport. And they saw a man with a private jet parked. He said, can you give us a lift with your private jet? I think this happened in Zaria also. Can you give us a lift with your jet while awaiting our own? Look at them. Really? Please come. Do you understand? The mind to approach somebody with a jet when you don't have is a mentality. I am not there yet, but I'm coming. How many of you know that you can trek with a dignity higher than a car driver? Because you know where you are going. You know that where you are is not where you are ending. You know that you are not what the world says you are or what your account says you are, but you are what God says you are. We have carried ourselves with the right mentality for a very long time.
And as it is today, there are testimonies that cannot be shared. There are minds that can't handle it. There are stories you tell, you increase your attack. I'm telling you. That is, you make some people feel too miserable. Am I communicating at all? I like us to begin to change our mind. It is a change of mind. When we went to the stadium in 2007, Abuja Stadium, August 2007, and then September 2007, and then so July 1st, then August, then September. 3 months in a row, the last Friday of the month. We paid millions then. That is 18 years ago. I'm sure you have the clip of it. And the government at that time said they won't give the stadium for religious use anymore. I told the church then that we are going to build our own stadium. That time you rented the stadium, you paid another how many million? 5 or 10 million, I can't remember, for, as caution deposit. You had to look for sound system, you have to look for media, you have to look for everything, every single thing. I said, we are going to build, right, we are going to build our own stadium that will have everything inside with the roof covered. Because by the August edition, the rain fell. When I said it then, to some people it appeared, what are you talking about? But I saw it ahead. That was wrong only then. That was 18 years ago. Hallelujah. Beloved brothers and sisters, anything that cannot cross your mind will not cross your life. If it cannot cross your mind, it cannot cross your life. If it is too big to picture, it will be too much to capture. Possessing the mentality for royalty. Number 5 is possessing light for royalty. Revelation chapter 2 and in verse 2, the Bible said, Galatians chapter 2 verse 2, it said, I went up by revelation. I went up by revelation. Revelation brings elevation. Light is a lifter of people. Your light determines your height. There is something that occurs to you suddenly, maybe from the word of God, and it changes your life completely. That happened to the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15, verse 17 to verse 24. The prodigal son who asked for the riches and the wealth of his father and went into a distant country and squandered them. He came to himself. Start from verse 17. He came to himself. That is, light dawned on him. He said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I am here dying with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him.
And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight.
I am no more worthy to be called thy son. 23. And his father said, bring me the robe. The father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe. Put it on him. Put a ring on his hand. That was the robe of royalty. That was the ring of authority. Put shoes on his feet. What happened? And bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. And let us eat and be merry. For this thy son was, my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and he was is found. And they began to be merry. They began to jubilate because this man got light. Lift up your hand, say, Father, I receive light. Say it, I receive light. Say it, I receive light. Somebody sing this song with me. In the name of Jesus, send the light, send the light. Send the light, oh Jehovah, send the light into my heart. In the name of Jesus, send the light, send the light, send the light, oh Jehovah, send the light into my heart.
One more. In the name of Jesus,
send the light, send the light. Send the light, oh Jehovah, send the light into my soul.
One more. In the name of Jesus,
send the light, send the light, send the light, oh Jehovah, send the light into my soul.
One more time. In the name of Jesus,
send the light,
send the light,
send the light.
Please take your seat. The light is the answer to the night. That boy was in the night. When the light came, the night went. The light is the secret of the lift. Arise, shine, for your light is come. Whether that light is the light of scripture or the light of insight. But all of a sudden there is a light bulb moment that says, this is not where I belong. This is not where I should be. This is not where my life should be. I have more possibilities in God than this. I have a bigger future in God than this. Light. Light. Possession of light. Number six is the act of turning many unto righteousness. Turning people to righteousness. Daniel chapter 12 and in verse 3. He said, And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Who are those people that want to make up their mind to turn many to righteousness? These are the people that God will take to the highest level as stars. Stars. Somebody say a louder amen. When God gives you influence, what will you do with it? When God gives you people, what will you do with the people? Let me tell you the truth. The best you can do for any human being is not to give them money. It's part of it, what you can do. As an employer of labor, you give them good welfare. Your staff are well paid. They are doing well. They are faring well.
Yet that is not the best you can do for any human being that God brings your way. The best you can do for anybody, and they won't forget you forever, is to connect them with their maker. Connect them with their creator. Is to make somebody escape hell and make heaven. We went to Panama and we came back. I will tell you about that shortly. On our way out, the porter in the country said, in the hotel said, thank you for coming to our country. Hope you enjoyed your stay. One thing I want you to do for me, can you please pray for me? As I was about, I prayed for him. And then Dr. Mr. Nanger said, wait a minute, that's not the person I'm talking about. You showed the wrong picture. And Dr. Mr. Nanger said, let me lead you to Christ. And as she led him in the sinner's prayer, he broke down and started crying while she was still praying. A statement from him, from his mouth, he said, I feel so much love. There was nothing that was that mentioned love. But just connecting him to God, making him to know his maker, restoring him to the creator, made him feel love. Have the mind of turning many to righteousness. And there will be no end to your stardom. Am I communicating? I was in the country of Uganda. And the man called Charis Cosmas, he said, I heard that you are in the country. I am here too. You are on the crusade ground. I want to be there at that crusade. He came there for that crusade. Attended a crusade. Gave witness. I gave him the mic. He said a word or two. He said, I'm so happy for what God is doing. He pleaded with me if I could pray for somebody's, a pastor that he knows in that country, to pray on their church. Why not? I'll do so. He himself came there to preach. He said he went to Pakistan for a program. That's a billionaire man. God took him up and he decided from right from the scratch that holding the Bible and preaching the gospel will be his life. He didn't drop him from there. I came across the Brazilian footballer I mentioned yesterday, today in the first service, who put a headband on his head in the midst of his football playing. 100% Jesus. That is, if you are my fan around the world, see me. I thought the media has enough of speed to be able to project this when I'm talking. 100% Jesus. If you have a fan, see my secret. Whatever I do, this is my secret. He's right in front there. Someone I heard offered him $500,000. Hey, people, stop wearing that band. Let's give you this money. So what's the money all about? Nothing. He preferred that band on his head to half $1 million. Maybe he drew the inspiration from his fellow Brazilian Kaká, who would lift up his jersey written, I belong to Jesus. How many of us will publicize Jesus when he takes you to the topmost top? I will not be ashamed to carry a Bible. How many will publicize Jesus as a billionaire, as a top
financial expert, as an estate and properties developer, oil and gas, whatever be your realm. God said to Abraham, I know him. In Genesis chapter 19 and verse 18, I know that he will command his children after me. I know. 18, 19. I am calling a set of people. And I'm not talking to people who want to just have money or have influence or have something and that is where it ends. No. I'm seeing God raising a people who will go up in influence and use their influence to impact multitudes. Anyone like that here, say amen. Anyone like that here, say a louder amen. Anyone like that, shout the Lord must say amen. Yeah. Every big man wants to go to Harvard today. Harvard was founded by God, founded by church, founded as a training ground, founded for the training of preachers and missionaries. Everybody wants to brag and say, I went to Oxford. Oxford was founded by God, by church. I went to Cambridge. Cambridge was founded by God, by church. Big billionaire J.D. Rockefeller. He was the first dollar billionaire in the world. And a solid Northern Baptist. Never smoked, never drank through his life. Tithed from the first dollar. Wallace Johnson, co-founder of Holiday Inns. Solid Christian. Employed 110,000 people under his payroll. All of them influenced for God. Somebody is going up. If you were the one, your amen would have been louder. If you were the one, your amen would have been louder. If you were the one, your amen would have been loudest. Turning many to righteousness. Turning people. Making up your mind to turn people to righteousness. Gives God the permission to take you up so that you can be on top of many people and use your influence to turn many to righteousness. That is possessing the art of turning many to righteousness. Number 7 is possessing diligence for royalty. Diligence. We saw in Proverbs 22:29 says, seest thou a man diligent in his business, he shall stand before kings, he shall not stand before mean men. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 28 is very, very beautiful for me. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 28. He said, the spider taketh hold with her hands. The hands of the spider is not empty. Spider's hand is not lazy. Spider is not sitting in one place and waiting until roasted chicken flies into his mouth. There are many, many things I do not understand. I do not understand when someone says that God says they should not walk. The same God who says he that does not walk should not eat. The same God who said, my father walketh hitherto, and I walk. There must be walk in one way or the other. One walk or the other. See, that spider taketh hold with her hands. What is the outcome? It is found in king's palaces. No matter how hard you try, there must be spider in the king's palace. You can clean it up and do all the fumigation you want. If you want to be found in the company of kings, ensure that your hand is active.
Ensure that your hand is active. Your hand. In Proverbs chapter 10 and in verse 4, he said, he becometh poor that dealeth with his slack hand.
David, you know, there are many reasons why David was anointed king instead of his brethren. Many reasons. First, he was a man after God's heart. Second, he had the passion for worship and the presence of God. But one of the reasons for David's kingship was that David was a worker where his brethren were lazy.
When Samuel the prophet came to David's father's house, all of them were lazy at home. Eliab the firstborn, Nadab, Shammah, all of them.
Bring all your sons and grown-up boys, 35 years old, 40 years old, 25, all of them came out of their bedroom. They say, prophet is looking for you. Prophet, okay, they all came. And then they were passing one by one. And God said, this one, cancel. The next one, canceled. The third one, I cancel him. Fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh.
All of these seven children, you can't find any of them. God said, what are they doing at home? What are they doing at home? Are these all your children, Jesse? He said, no. There is one. But that one is in the bush looking after the sheep. That one has a sense of responsibility. That one is a worker. That one is not a lazy boy. God, Samuel says, send for him. We shall not sit down until he arrives. And as soon as he arrives, he anoint him.
That's another thing David had that they did not have. He lived sanctified. First of all, Samuel told Jesse, sanctify your sons. But when David came, he didn't say sanctify him. He already lived sanctified. Anoint him straight, for he is the king. Many people are looking for the oil of kingship, oil of royalty, without having a life of responsibility. Beloved, today, God is saying to you, get to work. Stop sitting down and wishing for things to happen. You don't wish for things to happen, you work for things to happen. Did you hear what I just said? You don't wish for things to happen, you work for things to happen. You don't wish for things to happen, you work for things to happen. You don't wish for things to happen, you work. Whether it is spiritual work, academic work. In the academic world, they say publish or perish.
You are a graduate assistant. You want to become assistant lecturer.
Publish or perish.
You are an assistant lecturer. You want to become lecturer two. You have to become lecturer one. You have to become senior lecturer. You want to become associate professor. You want to become a professor.
It's either you are publishing or you are perishing.
Young man came to the university and became a professor. And the teacher who lectured him in the university was still a lecturer, one or a senior lecturer. And he became a professor on top of the lecturer who lectured him in the university. And the lecturer may be blaming witches from his village.
No. The young man came and walked his way to the top. Beloved, you don't wish your way to the top. You walk your way to the top. You don't wish your way. You walk.
Prayer is no substitute for it. Fasting is no substitute for it. Physical work. Spiritual work. Academic work. Mental work. Intellectual work. Strategic work.
It takes you up. And finally, you possess vision and divine direction for royalty.
What's your vision? What do you see? Where do you find your life in the next 1 year, 5 years, 10 years? What direction are you receiving? Isaiah chapter 45, verse 1 to verse 3. Isaiah 45, 1 to 3. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two leaf gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places, that thou may know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. What is God speaking about? What is he saying? Put your hand in my hand. Let me lead you. I will break for you the gates of nations. Somebody say amen. Cyrus, your right hand I want to hold. Come. Bring your hand. I want to hold your right hand. I am the one holding you. I am the one leading you. I want to enter into nations with you. The nation may say they won't give you a visa, but they cannot tell me they won't give me a visa. I want to enter into the course of presidents with you. They may tell you you don't have an appointment with the president, but they cannot tell me that. I am the appointment that others have. I will lead you. I will break nations. I will break territories. I will break kingdoms. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Beloved, that is what God is saying to somebody here. I don't want this picture to leave your eyes. He said, whose right hand I have hold. Direction is the secret of your destination. Where you are going is guaranteed if you are directed by God. Direction. You can see that. Direction is key to distinction. Direction. Lord, what are you saying? Vision tells you where you are going. Direction tells you how to get there. Lord, in my lifetime, I want to employ 100,000 people. I want to have up to 1 million employees. And I want to direct all these employees in the way of the Lord. That's the vision. Direction is, this is how to go about it. This is how to set up this kind of establishments and institutions. Today, I'd like you to get ready, because God is doing something in your life. We are not planning to go up to brag. We are not planning to go up to be proud. We are not planning to go up to oppress people and to look down on people. We are going up so that we represent God in our realm. And going up so that we disciple our generation. Disciple organizations. Disciple institutions. Disciple nations. You don't even need to preach too much. All they need to do is to see your life. This is the man who is paying our salaries. This is the man making life comfortable for us. If he can carry Bible like this, if he can follow God like this, if he can talk about God like this, then who am I? I need to follow his God. Stand up on your feet. It's our year. I see employers of labor in their thousands produced out of here. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Employers of labor, employers, heads of organizations, heads of corporations, multinationals coming out of here. I see billionaires coming out of here. Stand up on your feet. Went to a country for a crusade. And as we landed, I saw a private jet parked. This is G7, G50, G650, Gulfstream, like the latest Gulfstream, parked on the tarmac as we landed. That's the latest. Don't ask for the price. That one flies from here straight, probably to China, nonstop. Just anywhere in the world. And it has a company name. And the company name is the name of a Christian man who is a child of God. And I saw that I know that he's being mentored, that he's being pastored. Before we could step from there, he sent me a message. He said, I heard you just landed. Even sent us the picture of our arrival. I said, yes, we just landed. And I saw your machine on ground here. He said, yes, we came for something here. Wow. Long story made short. They said he was in the program with his team of people. Attended and all of that. As we passed through the town, I saw his company. Full office in town. Higher. Across nations. And I said to myself, this is how it should be. That God will have witness in every nation of the earth. And things are happening across. The president of the nation, he said, oh, the president is a good man. You will need to pray for him. I said, yeah, we'll be glad to pray for him. And he himself was waiting for us. But there wasn't time. We had to catch. We're doing 3 countries in 1 week. We're flying to Namibia. Hallelujah. But I said, this is how it should be. Where God has a witness everywhere. Everywhere. I pray today, a new day for somebody. A new day for somebody. A new season for somebody. Would you lift your hands and lift your voice and begin to speak to God? Appreciate Him for His goodness, for His mercy. Appreciate Him for His goodness, for His mercy. Appreciate Him for His faithfulness. Appreciate Him. Honor Him. Adore Him. Worship Him. Glorify Him. Glorify His name. Magnify His name. Father, we worship Him. Father, we honor You. Father, we adore You. Ancient of Days. Elayo. Mashake barada sotolara hadida. Let us seke parada galada hadi. Reto seke feto sokola bagada hadia. Iko patala yada galada. Ikapata seke feto zada. Iko bala yada gabada bagada hadida. Let the sete parota sotokola bagada gabada. Father, we give You the praise. Father, we give You the honor. Father, we give You the adoration. Father, we give You the worship. Thank You because You are God. Thank You because You are God. Thank You because You are God. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands up and pray this prayer after me and say, Father.
Father.
I come before You today.
I come before You today.
To ask for Your help.
Ask for Your help.
To be established.
To be established.
Where You want me to be.
Where You want me to be.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I am the seed. I have the seed of royalty.
I have the seed of royalty.
And I ask for the anointing. For enthronement. Help me with the right character. Help me, Lord. With the right mindset.
Help me, Lord.
To walk in light. The correct light.
Help me, Lord.
With an evangelistic heart. Passion for souls.
In the name of Jesus.
Help me, Lord.
With diligence.
For royalty.
Help me with your direction.
To know
what you want me to do.
How you want me to do that.
Help me, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Go ahead, open your mouth and pray.
Open your mouth and pray.
Lift your voice.
Open your mouth.
Lique para que se quede a la jarraera.
Le que se termina magaya la gaga ruso de Zari.
Father, we give you the praise.
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 We give you the honor.
We give you the adoration.
We give you the worship.
Thank you,
Adonai.
Thank you,
Elion.
Thank you,
El Shaddai.
Thank you,
Mekadesh.
Ikana Rana Huzadi.
In the name of Jesus.
We're going to pray some intercessory prayers. And then one or two things before we take the communion. But I'd like you to pray with your heart. Trusting the Lord. That in the year 2026, we shall reign in dominion over the forces of disease and affliction.
But one more time, lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I've come before you.
Help me, Lord,
to represent you
in my realm,
in my field,
in my domain,
in my sphere
of influence.
Help me to represent you.
Oh, Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and pray.
Pray.
Jesus' name we pray. Matthew 8 verse 17. Matthew 8 17. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmity and bare our sicknesses. Say, Father,
Father,
we receive
your provision
of divine healing,
and
health,
for us
in 2026.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of
pray.
Father, we receive your provision of divine healing and health for us in 2026. Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Father, we receive your provision of divine healing and health for us in 2026. All in the name of Jesus. Rap over the legate,
Rakoso Palaka,
in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Mark chapter 16, verse 17 to 18. Let's read together. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with the new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink and deadly things, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Say it after me. Say, Father, we exercise. Say, Father, I exercise authority over the forces of disease, destruction, and death. And I bring them, and we bring them into subjection in 2026. Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and make demands. Sharabani gadeka po parado zotoriari.
We exercise authority over the forces and the disease and destruction of death. Mashatara beka poparadia, ragabagadadadada. Shatara beka di, meke poparado zotoniari, ragabagadadadadadada. Mashatara beka di, meke poparado zotoria beka cha, ragabagado zotoniga beka di, ragabagadadadadada.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Matthew 16, 18 and 19, and Isaiah 54, 17. Let's read together. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Hallelujah.
No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And the righteousness of me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's pray together. Say, Father,
I bring
into defeat and frustration.
Every weapon or device
of the enemy and the forces of the Antichrist
fashioned
against the church in this season.
I decree
their immediate failure
and destruction.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, let's go ahead.
Father, we bring into defeat and frustration every weapon or device. Bodies of the enemy and the forces of the Antichrist fighting against the church in this season. We decree their immediate failure and destruction, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bring it to defeat and frustration every weapon or device of the enemy and of the forces of the Antichrist fighting against the church in this season. We decree their immediate failure and their immediate destruction, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let it cast a tofu run out of the God. Rock a tofu tofu.
Take a barata satakala cabaret, Chicken Tolabarati, Peperos in Ataya, in the name of Jesus, we are praying. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, and Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. Let's pray together. Being confident of this very thing, that he which had begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, says the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Hallelujah. Pray after me. Say, Father,
you are
the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You began a good work in Nigeria, delivering
the land
from killers
and terrorists.
We ask that you perfect it
in
this season.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus, go ahead and establish
Father,
a prayer.
Jesus, then we are praying. Psalm 126, 1 to 4, let's read together.
When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, when I then that dream, there was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said he among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for us. The Lord has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the sun.
Hallelujah. Say, Father, we ask that you visit our nation, Nigeria, in this season and turn around our captivity as a people. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray.
Psalm 2 verse 8. Let's read together. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thy inheritance, and the utmost parts of the earth for thy possession. Hallelujah. Lift up your voice and pray. Say, Father, we ask that you give us the nations as an inheritance, and give us the utmost parts of the earth as our possession for revival and salvation. O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you give us the nations as an inheritance, and give us the utmost parts of the earth as our possession.
In the name of Jesus, the Lord heard and answered us in Jesus' name. How many of you believe that the Lord has heard and answered us? Wave your hands and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the adoration. With hands lifted, I want to pray for everyone who is in need of surrender to Jesus. You are in need of forgiveness for your sins.
You're saying, Pastor, I've heard the word. I need that seed of righteousness in me. Wherever you are, place your hand on yourself and pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord Jesus, and no turning back. From today, I go forward ever and backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You pray that prayer, you meant it. Can I see your hand up? God bless you. That's right. All those who pray that prayer, please come forward here. I want us to celebrate for the next 5 minutes. Everybody, we are going to celebrate your royalty, celebrate your kingship. While the celebration is on, those coming, please come forward. Also, those who need to rededicate their life to Christ. You gave your life to Christ before, but you are not doing well spiritually. I'd like you also to come forward. And maybe you are bound by an addiction, a lifestyle you are not happy with, and you want that yoke of addiction broken. Also, come forward here. Celebrations, let's go.
You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy.
Are you celebrating, people? Clap and a loud shout of praise. Place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me. That man is so overwhelmed. Pray this prayer one more time after me and say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I surrender myself, my life to you. I ask that you forgive me my sins. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.